What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on, successors? Welcome to another episode of Speak Your Success in the Morning. I hope you're having a great week so far. Today is Wednesday, March 4th, 2026. Producer Britt. Hey, we're here. How you feeling this morning? How you doing?
Feeling good. Feeling good. Happy Wednesday. Happy Women's History Month. All of it. Happy Black Forever, everything.
Mm-hmm. Happy Black Forever, and guess what? Today is my oldest son's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, baby Jones. Oh, where's the birthday? Where is the birthday, Noah? So how old is he?
He is 3 years old today.
Three years old, Bri. How's it feel?
We've been parents over here on this side for 3 years. Wow. It feels good. It feels good. You know. Yesterday I took him outside and, you know, I was trying to practice with him because the coach said, hey, man, just between me and you. He said, man, the kids aren't going to get any better if you don't practice at home with them. You can't just bring them up here. He wasn't singling me out, but he was just letting me know because, you know, he was newer to the team. He was like, you know, the parents really got to, you know, they really got to participate with the kids at home. And I said, I got you, coach. But Brie, it wasn't easy yesterday. I'm trying to tell you, it wasn't easy. My man, like, I said, you want to go outside and play? He's like, yeah, I want to go. We go outside. First couple minutes, I'm tossing it to him, like getting action position, and he's doing it. And then about 3 minutes later, my man just sitting on the ground. I'm like, bro, that's not gonna get it. I'm like, come on, hop up. I don't want to throw. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go inside. I don't want to go inside. And I'm like, okay, well, what? I don't know what you want me to do. You're confusing me at this point.
I don't know. You got to be a coach, Jonathan. It's time for you to put your coaching hat on. Man, got a coach, say, he not, he, and be inspirational ready, all at the same time.
He not ready for me to give him that coach right now. You understand me?
Hey, that's when it starts. Look at the dads on Instagram, on TikTok. They be starting young, okay? Drills, footwork, right away. Man. That'd be so funny.
Stay.
Oh,
so
we're
going to get,
well,
we gonna get through it. Yeah. Happy birthday to my young king. Happy birthday, young king. Yeah.
Okay. You're funny. I feel like I'm delayed. Am I delayed on you?
I feel like we both might be a little bit delayed.
Oh, okay. Rolling. Yeah, we rolling. That's rolling.
Yeah, got to. Man, all right, we're going to go ahead and roll into Straight From Lee's Source. And today we're going to be in the book of Psalms. Psalms 143, verse 12, okay? And in this text, this is David speaking. And here's the situation, Britt. Here's a situation where David is really describing in this text. This is a part to where his enemies are persecuting him. He's feeling crushed. He's feeling in darkness. His spirit is ultimately overwhelmed, and he is searching for God's guidance. So let me go ahead and read the text so the people know what we're really talking about this morning. So the text says, right, Psalms 143, verse 12, it says, "And in your faithfulness, destroy my enemies and eliminate all those who attack my soul, for I am your servant." Right? So just as I said before, he's in a spot to where it's tough because he's getting persecuted. He's feeling crushed and in a spot and in a space to where David is really just trying to figure it out. Right? Even if we rewind back a little bit in the text at verse 5, David says, "I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works." So David is reflecting on what God has done in the past. And now he's in the spot to where he's trying to get clear and trying to get some correction from God, because then in verse 8, he says, "Show me the way I should go." So often, y'all, in life, we get caught up and we get lost in the moment because we're having a bad day. We're having a bad week. It might be a bad month for some of us. It might even be a bad year. But we get stuck in where we are, and then we just say to ourselves, well, It's not going to get no better. And then I hate to bring my son up for the reference, but I got to. But then we just sit there and we throw our hands up and we're like, it's not going to get better. I'm done. But the fact of the matter is we need to reflect on what God has done for us previously. Okay. And then after we see that, we know and we're reminded of his faithfulness, then we need to come to ourselves and say, well, God, what do you want me to do now? What are you calling me to do for this particular instance? What is the way that I should navigate? What's the way I should go? And this is why I love how in the Bible it talks about that if any man or woman is lacking wisdom, then we can pray and ask God for it, and then he'll give it to us. So what does that mean? That means we're never in a situation to where we can't find a way to navigate out, right? Grateful to God that he gives us wisdom freely, the text says. And then after he grants us with the wisdom, now we can know which way to go, what decisions we have, and how we can even make decisions with a cooler head, right? Because one other verse I'm just going to hit on, then we're going to get ready to wrap this thing up. But then in verse 10, it says, teach me to do your will. Not teach me to do my will. Teach me to do your will. And this is really powerful because David isn't just asking for deliverance, but he's asking for alignment. God, don't just get me out of this situation, but show me how to get out of this your way. Show me how to do this the way that you have called me and the way that you desire. So family, today, you might be in the midst of that storm. You might have just came out of a storm. You might be preparing to go into a storm. But what I want you to know and remember is just think. You might need to get a white sheet of paper, get a little notebook paper, get your journal, get your diary, whatever it is. And I want you just to go back and say, well, what has God done for me in 2026? What did God do for me in 2020? I had COVID. I made it through. I'm still here, even through the midst of a pandemic, when if y'all remember, there were bodies on bodies on bodies that were getting tossed in 18-wheelers, which sounds crazy to even say. But I remember that this was happening, but we're still here. So I'm grateful to God for you. I'm grateful to God for his faithfulness. And I'm grateful that we are here to tell the story. So let's remember what God has done. Then let's take time, and then if we're not sure of what our next move is, let's ask God for wisdom. God, lead me. God, guide me. Show me my next steps. Show me which way to go. Show me how I can navigate out of this situation that I wasn't sure on how to do, right? And then teach me your will. Teach me your will, Lord, so I will honor you in doing what you have called me to do, doing it the way that you have called me to lead. So when we do that, family, God will be pleased. And when God ultimately is pleased, then we not only get to further the kingdom, but imagine looking up and getting the opportunity to talk to your Heavenly Father when he calls you home. And he was like, hey, I gave you this situation. It was a tough task. It was a tough place. But you ultimately were able to navigate through. And I'm proud of you. I would love so much to hear God say, I'm proud of you. I would love it. And I know y'all would too. But family, that's going to wrap up Straight from the Source today. We're in the book of Psalms 143. Okay. We jumped up and down on some of the verses, but I want y'all just to take time and like use that to like reflect and to relook and reassess some things, because we all don't have it all together, and that's okay. All right. That's why we got God to guide us through. So family, make sure that you subscribe to the channel, Speak Your Success Media, so you don't miss any of our content or any of our episodes. And also be sure to share it with a friend. If this encourages you, share it with a friend so that they can get that word too, and that we can move and grow together. Now we're going to go ahead and get back into the rest of the episode. We're going to go ahead and transition back. And now we're going to dive in and get to our regularly scheduled programming for this Wednesday. All right. All right. Producer Britt.
What's up?
Producer Britt, I like your t-shirt over there. What you got on your t-shirt? Look like a shells fun t-shirt over there you got
shells
on.
Shells and tails. Go get yourself.
Shells and tails to go.
Listen, DeSoto. Chef Jermaine, go get yourself.
Right. Hey. right in front of Gro DeSoto, Shells and Tails to go. They got that the crab leg.
Crazy.
Crab cluster. You got to hit it because Shells and Tails is one of them places, Britt, when you get that little black box, you just start dancing. You dancing. Can't control yourself.
You ready.
You don't know what to do. Hey, bust them crab legs.
Speaking of Shells and Tails and food, there's more pizzas closing, okay? And this one I'm not particularly mad about because I don't like Papa John's. So let's get it out of here, okay? Papa John's announced that it will close about 300 underperforming U.S. locations by the end of 2027. Okay, with roughly 200 closures expected in 2026, company leaders say that affected stores, mostly franchise-owned and more than a decade old, are not meeting brand standards and lack a clear path of profitability, Jonathan. So, Papa John's operated 3,000 U.S. stores at the end of 2025. The decision mirrors similar downsizing efforts across the restaurant industry, including Pizza Hut closing 250 underperforming locations in the U.S. in 2026. Yeah, so let's get it out of here. Okay, let's get it out of here. I'm not a Papa John's lover. Yeah, and I don't even like Papa like that because he don't know how to watch it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow, she went personal with it. I guess them bringing
Shaq
on.
That's not personal?
I guess they're bringing Shaq on to the board or whatever it was. Hey, Shaq, they need your help still.
I think that's done. I don't even think he's with them anymore.
You don't think so? I haven't seen nothing lately about it.
But I'm getting all my beef off right now. Doechii, rapper, singer, Doechii. She said, people act like it's a crime to dislike cats, okay? When they genuinely aren't friendly animals. They don't want to be domestic. Just leave them alone. Like, it's not organic. I'm sorry. Be for real. It's rare that cats are immediately lovely. Lovely without years of pain and work put in. Y'all be scratched up and beat up by your own animals. I can't. Well, Doechii, let me tell you something, okay? First of all, cats are amazing animals. Second, the cat has to learn to love you and you have to learn to love the cat, okay? It's not a dog, okay? It's not a free-for-all because that's how dogs are. Dogs, they go, oh, okay, you feed me, you bathe me, you rub me, and I'm okay with that. No, cats are like, I gotta be patient. Love is kind, okay? Love is patience, okay? So that is how a cat relationship is when you get a cat. It's not just willy-nilly out here, okay? Once a cat has an owner, they're going to remember that owner. And then if that cat, I mean, dogs do too, but that's another thing. Ozzy weighs 11 pounds, okay? Mm. A dog can get up there and, you know, a dog can weigh as much as I weigh. And one thing I don't like about dogs is that getting on the furniture. Like a cat, like I don't mind Ozzy like tiptoeing on my bed, tiptoeing on the couch, like tiptoeing in the chair. Because one, he's an inside cat, so he's not dirty. And then two, dogs, he's got those just slobbering all the time and always licking on something and just, I'm not saying I dislike dogs, but I have had a cat for 3 years and I will never go back. I will never go back. So, some of the comments agree because people that don't trust cats, I don't trust you, okay? Just like, I don't trust it because it's like, what did the cat do to you for you not to trust the cat? Well, you're just so open arms with the dog. And it's like, that dog is a free for all. That dog will go to anybody that feeds him. Unless it's a trained dog, whatever. I know everybody gonna come for me online, but I'm a cat lover. I have a cat and I'm standing on business. I like you, Doechii, but I don't like this tweet, girl. Coming for the cat community. That ain't right. Yeah.
Man, yeah. I'm curious out there to see. Yeah, you had to get that off. I'm curious out there just to hear from the people. Like, are they cat people? Are they dog people? Or can you be both and? Like, can
Tony
you, can
Baker
you have
said,
both?
Tony Baker said, my cats are both fully clawed and they have never scratched me out of anger. Cats are just not, for people pleasing like dogs, and that's okay. Mm. Yeah, that's okay. Anyone who doesn't like cats have issues with boundaries. It's a serious thing. It's a serious thing. Like, when people talk about cats,
I see that.
When people talk about cats, they're like, why you don't like cats? Because the cat got to learn to love you, and you got to learn to love the cat the way that the cat likes to be loved. Where the dog, you just scratch all on the dog, and they don't mind it. Yes. Cats forever.
Fair enough,
okay?
Man.
Cats forever. Okay, going down the list of things, this right here is hilarious. Let's watch
Fed some days. What's the most Karen-like habit or behavior? What's the most Karen-like?
I gotta start.
Saw this on the internet, Jamel Hill said, nothing turns you into a jerk faster than being a homeowner. Got me feeling like a fed some days. What's the most Karen-like habit or behavior you've exhibited as a homeowner? This lady responded, said, I'm keeping a log of my barking neighbor's dog in case I have to escalate. And she is not playing.
I saw that.
This, do you know how annoyed you have to be to notate three barks down to the second? She has the amount of barks, 5, 11, 23. That's 5, 11 at 23 seconds. I feel you, because January 12th, dog going crazy. 26 barks at 9:29:50.
So, Jonathan, as a homeowner, what's your one thing that you could be caring about?
I feel like sometimes when it's like the loud music going on, like we not in an apartment complex,
really?
Like the loud music after hours, Britt. Like, I mean, hey,
what's
during
after
the day,
hours
whatever.
When you own a home?
What you mean? What's after hours? 12 o'clock in the morning. And I'm not
house.
Trying to hear the loud music. Nah, that's fine. It's your house, but respect the neighborhood. Respect the neighborhood. You understand me? Ain't nobody trying to
my.
Hear that. I'm trying to go to sleep. Like, what is going on? Because we already have, you know, because during the day, kids be out there in the backyard playing the trombone. Great. Get that practice in, son. But 12 o'clock, it might even be earlier than that. But either way, it's like, bro, people are trying to sleep. Like,
y'all just too close.
Nah, y'all clearly are renters. That's what that is, okay? Y'all out here renting. And hey, if you're renting, cool, but just keep the volume down. But you don't got to disrespect the property that you're renting.
Do you say stuff?
When I tell you.
Are you a person that, hey, bring the music down?
I'm not about to go out there at 12 o'clock in the morning. I'm in my comfortable bed that's warmed up because we got the bed warmers in the bed. I'm not about to go out there at 12 o'clock in the morning. No.
Oh.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
You ain't trying to go to sleep that bad if you don't want to say nothing. It don't bother you that much.
I end up
much.
Falling asleep.
Oh, okay.
It does bother me, but I'm just not for.
How
I,
loud?
I
so I guess that bedroom is on the side of your bedroom, so that's why you hear everything. I assume.
Yeah, my bedroom back there. Yeah.
I'm saying both of the bedrooms are in the back. That's why you can hear the music.
Yeah, our bedroom. Yeah, it's on that side.
But you don't say nothing during the day, like, hey man, 12 o'clock. You know, keep that thing down.
I've never met those people on that side. So I don't know if it's still, and I feel like they moved out. I feel like it's newer people. But yeah, if you just look at their roof, you're like, dang, y'all don't take care of this at all. Like, y'all don't care about this. So I don't know if they own it, they rent it. I don't know. But I just know that those people behind me, I heard them getting into it one time. And I go outside, I'm like, what is going on? I'm looking. And you see a young dude and you see a young girl. He's like, baby, but come back. And they out here going at it, just yelling at I'm like, whoa. What is happening? Nobody put the pause on nobody, because I would have called them folks if I needed to, but I'm like, whoa, okay. We need to keep it down.
Wow. Okay. Oh, so you would have called the police on them, even though you're back neighbors?
Heck yeah, I would have called. What you mean? You expect me to go out there, hey, y'all stopped it. People crazy in 2026, Britt.
No, I'm just saying, is that a thing to do? I've always wondered that. Is that a thing to do? Because it's none of your business. So it's like, if they're your back neighbors arguing in the back, why are you calling the police in the front?
What you mean? You would not call the people?
Hey, if they arguing, that's their business.
Nah, I know that's their business, but that's what I'm saying. I'm just glad it didn't escalate, because if it got to the point to where the man put his hand on a woman, then yeah, I would have definitely called the police. And I probably would have. I don't know if I would have stepped out there or not.
You said what?
I said yeah, but I mean, because I couldn't just sit there and watch a man put his hands on a woman. I said, no, I don't know. I might have went out there, but that's the thing. People are in 2026, Britt. You just don't know.
Saying. Like, you calling the authorities and you just don't know. I don't know. I don't say much. I mean, it's not a lot that goes on over here, but my last apartment building, it was all that situation happening. I felt it one time on my heart to call the police, and I got yelled at.
Who, really?
Yeah. So I was like, I've been in that situation. I know what you're talking about. I won't do that again, because it was like, I got yelled at, and it was like, what the heck are you doing? Why would you do that? And I was like, oh, my bad for trying to help the woman. Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, she got on you. Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, obviously it's an apartment complex. So I mean, like, we're next door neighbors. It was one of those things when Ozzy was young. So when we just heard drama, we would go to we'd go to the living room. And I'm like, okay, so Ozzy, now they over here. So we would just go around the house listening. And then it got real bad. And I was like, I called someone and I was like, what should I do? And they were like, you should call the police. And so I did. And it escalated and she yelled at me. And I was like, man, I'm gonna mind my business. See. So that's all I'm saying. You try to be the front neighbor, but the business is in the back. You didn't mind your business. Cause I got yelled
at. That's so tough. That's why. I know we joke it often, but it is a serious thing. This is why mental health is important, but this is at the same time, this is also why, like, seeing what healthy relationships look like is important. And I'm not just saying just because they're yelling at each other doesn't mean it's not a healthy relationship, because like, I mean, we've all been in some situation before to where we're in an intense fellowship,
right?
But at the same time, we just try, like, we don't know what to do. Uh-huh. We in the space and we just trying to do what we feel is best. How you gonna be mad at us? You know what I'm saying? We just trying. So
yeah,
that's all I'm saying, man.
So 2026, ever since 2024, I mind my business. You got it. You know what you want. Dang. That's what you're doing. You got it. Unless it's some blood involved, I ain't calling. So that was my story on that. That's why I was asking you the way that I did. But yeah, been there, done that, tried it, never again. Okay, so this is my last story that I got right. Well, I got one more after this. But Jonathan, we are officially 100 days away until an estimated 4 million people visit DFW for the FIFA World Cup. Traffic gonna be wild. What's your thoughts, Jonathan? It's a lot of people.
I don't know what to do. Like, I mean, I really don't know what to do, because I don't know. Are we even really prepared for that? That's the thought. And so
the police. Oh, go ahead. What you got? Well, the city got granted. I forgot. It was a big number. I don't want to say. At least $2 million to do drone security. I know it's more than 2 million, but I would just say that. At least $2 million to do drone security. So they have that in place. They've been revving up on security. And that's all that I could really say, because I mean, they're just saying that, you know, they revving up on security, paying for, you know, drones to be in the air. But you gotta think, like, we already have a problem. I know that everything's going to be in Arlington, but people aren't necessarily all going to stay in Arlington. So it's like, you got to think about the people that are like, oh, I want to be in downtown. We already have issues downtown. We already have issues in Deep Ellum. So it's like, it's going to be wild. We just had a shooting the other day in Deep Ellum again. So it's just one of those things where it's like, how is this going to look? Should we all just stay in our house and board it up? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Because 4 million people on top of the people that moved here with the people that's already here and people and people and people and people. So, yeah. Yeah. People rental cars going to go crazy. I wonder, like, are rental cars, that'd be a good thing to do, Jonathan. Maybe we should go around and interview some, like, just on the spot interviews and ask, like, hey, Enterprise, are y'all bringing in extra cars? Budget, are y'all bringing in extra cars? Like, what's happening? Because it's going to be a lot. Uber, are y'all flying people in to be Uber drivers? Because it's going to be crazy, Jonathan.
It's about to be disrespectful. And look, the thought that brought that to mind was because when I was in Indiana, I was asking the guy, I'm like, what are y'all known for? And he was like, yeah, we're known for the Indianapolis 500. And I was like, okay. And he was like, yeah, this is the biggest sporting event in the world. And I was like, really? Yeah. And I said, but how is like the traffic? Like, how was that? The guy was like, oh, nah, they got the system down pat. We don't got that.
Because we never did this before.
We ain't never did this before. They do that every year. They turn that thing around. My man was like, hey, you know, some people are in the middle of the, like, in the green, in the middle of the track, and, you know, other people, they drive in, like, it's a whole flow. Yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But this, nah, we can't even get New Year's together. I mean,
I know.
Here we go. Here's the curveball. You remember when we saw DFW and everything that was going wrong with DFW? Imagine the amount of people that's about to be at DFW.
I know.
It's about to be stupid. So, hey, man, if y'all coming to FIFA, hey, I don't even know what to tell you. Just enjoy yourself, and you better make the most of your time here. It's going to be like people going to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. They about to just, hey, I'm a tourist, so I do whatever I want to. Just be safe.
It's going to be wild. Okay. It's going to be wild. But yeah. I hope it's fun. You know, I hope it's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be excited to see everything and just how everything pans out, because they're also playing some games in McKinney as well. And I just saw that on the news, because the FC Dallas, they have a stadium and some stuff's going to be played there as well. But
makes sense.
Yeah.
Spread it out.
And then, you know, I know it's Wellness Wednesday before we get out of here. So just some things to be grateful for and some luxuries we forget that are luxuries. OK, so number one, still having your mom around. Number two, hot water. Number three, feeling healthy. Number four, peace of mind and heart. Number five, perfect weather days. Number six, good food. I don't know if good food is really our thing to say here in the Americas right now, because we're in a food crisis. It's horrible right now for us. And I just can't. I'm sorry. Plastic. One second. Yeah, I just can't.
People out here serving up plastic and calling it meat. That's
crazy. Yeah. So I just don't know what to do with the whole food situation, but grateful that we have food. Number seven, bills paid. Okay. And number eight, lastly, but not, you know, not ever taking this one for granted, reliable transportation.
Man, Brid, you already know we got one car down over here, and that changes up everything. Everything. When you used to having two cars, you don't even be like, oh, well, wait, how are we going to do this? We got a plan. You got to be here. I got to be there. We got to be everywhere. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. That's real. Yeah. That's real right there. That's real.
And then
right
it was, did I save it already? Yes. So, you appreciate this, Jonathan. Really quick, guys. Just want to show you another documentary is coming out on Lamar Odom. Let's take a look.
Where's your emergency?
We need an ambulance. Any delivery, please.
Lamar Odom found unconscious at a brothel.
Multiple strokes, brain damage.
I had 12 strokes and 6 heart attacks. That's not no average.
Do you know if he took anything right before this happened?
Laker games. It was the center of the universe.
Lamar's living a rock star lifestyle.
That first hit of cocaine was amazing. But you unlocked a vault that you can't really control.
He did love Chloe, but he wanted to be on reality TV.
When you're calling your addiction, there's always going to be embarrassment.
I was out all night partying. I mean, didn't want to stop.
What happened? with Lamar. There are things that we accommodated.
He would escape rehab and go on a drug bender and no one could find him.
I just felt such a responsibility to cover this up and protect him.
You can't keep up a facade anymore. It's all gonna crash.
The afterlife is not what people make it up to be.
What's your thoughts, Sean? What's your thoughts?
Speechless. You hear me? Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple sides to it. One, I heard him do an interview with T-Mac and mm-hmm. Vince Carter.
Cousins.
He was talking about, he mm-hmm. said he showed up. Yeah, cousins. Shout out to them on the new podcast. But he put down, I think he said he put down $55,000, showed up at the Bunny
Ranch. 75,000.
75 racks, boy said, and he don't remember what happened.
He said he took one drink and that was it.
Brit, I'm intrigued to see this documentary though. Intrigued, and he also has come out, I believe, and said that he wants to be. I'm not sure if it's a college coach. I think it's a college coach. He said he wants to be.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
But the other part is people forget how good this man really was. Like this dude.
I don't think people forget,
baller.
Jonathan. I don't think people forget because everybody wanted him to go. I mean, I wouldn't say wanted to, but he did go far. Like he got a ring, right? Yeah. So it was like he accomplished everything. Mm-hmm. It was just, you know, the addiction side of him. It overcame the NBA player side of him. And so you just see these two different Lamar Odoms and how drugs just took over his life. But it's called Untold, The Death and Life of Lamar Odom, and it premieres March 31st. It'll come out the last day of March. Stay tuned for that. I know we got a quick show today because we gotta go to work early. But if you see anything scrolling, send me a DM. I'll put it in the rotation. And next time you watch the show, you might see what you saw scrolling. And I know you're like, Brittany, do people really send me stuff? Yeah, people really actually do send me stuff. So, it's kind of cool. But Ozzy in the back.
Let me get in there real quick.
I know. That's the only thing about a cat. It's just, he's going to talk. He's going to talk for sure. But have a lovely day. Jonathan, you can wrap us up. What you got? It's Wednesday.
Yeah. So I'm about to wrap us up because, I got to get this car started out here and we got to get going. But y'all, so we are getting into the full swing of things because conference tournaments are starting across the country. I'm about to run down some scores really quick and then we are going to get out of here. So for Speaker Success Sports, look, UCLA 72 to number 9, Nebraska's 52. That's an upset right there. We're rolling right into things. Illinois is taking down Oregon 80 to 54. North Carolina 67 to Clemson 63. Little ACC action. Virginia Tech 72 over Boston College's 63. This is men's NCAA basketball. And then we had Kansas State 65 to West Virginia 63. And then last but not least for the men's side, VCU 70 to George Mason 65. All right. Mm. So, hey, man. Hey. It's time. It's tourney time, Britt.
It's tourney time. I like that. Yeah.
It's happening. Speaking success sports. And then on the women's side in college basketball, Austin Peay 63 to Lipscomb 56. Okay. Mm-hmm. See, these are the scores that I like to see, Britt. Not this next one, but some of these are close scores, close games. You understand me? So then we got Florida Gulf Coast 94 to Bellarmine 28. We don't like that. Yeah, that's a practice game. That's varsity
boring,
versus JV.
That is
right
a boring
there.
Game.
That's tough. Then we got West Georgia 76 over North Florida 71. That was an overtime finish. And then we got North Alabama 57 to Queens 55. And last but not least, one of them little late games, Colorado State 67 to San Jose State's 44. All right. So, man, full swing of things. College basketball, March Madness. Get your bracket so you can bust it up because it's not going to go the way you think it's going to go.
Never.
But maybe it might. I mean, you might be somebody who.
To each his own.
You know, who Yeah, who got an inside tip, right? With your parlays and everything like that.
Oh, but gosh.
Anyway, so yeah. We about to get out of here, but family, yeah, just like producer Chris said, if you find something scrolling, go ahead, shoot it over to her. And if you find an intriguing, interesting sports story, feel free to send it to me at Jonathan Jones Speaks on all your platforms. And family, man, yeah, we're about to slide out of here, but remember, Wellness Wednesday, just like producer Britt shared, don't forget like those things throughout your day that you could be so grateful for that you don't necessarily have to have. So thank God that you got those things and, you know, you're in the place that you're in because somebody somewhere else would love to trade spots with you because they might not have all of those things and all those liberties. But family, always remember, speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?